back.
Hey, I remember that. I remember that theme song, mm-hmm. Lisa.
Missed it, huh?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Welcome back to us.
Yes.
Welcome back to us. We've been gone for a little bit, but, you know, we never really go that far away.
We're always here.
We always come back.
Always
like
here.
A bad thing, we always come back.
Of course.
Back. Hello, people. Happy Wednesday. Happy almost spring. Happy
Hello.
Day after St. Patrick's Day. Happy what else? We happy 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump
Wednesday.
Day.
All of that. All of that. And on a day that feels like we're closer to spring, it seems like we're back to being closer
winter.
To winter. But we're going to get through that. We're going to get through that. Welcome. You are with Bridal Body Shop Radio. And for those,
they missed us too.
Yeah,
they really do.
For those just joining us, welcome aboard. We hope that you enjoy the ride. We will try to make fitness and health entertaining, fun, funny. What else? Informative, and we try to do it all with a little bit of our own sense of flair, and try to make it as uncomplicated, mathematic and boring as health and fitness could be. We try to do that, and we hope we do. So welcome aboard, our old faithful. Thank you for joining us. We are at a new time, and here we shall be at 1 o'clock. And if you ever should miss us, fear not, we're in archives.
Well, tell us about a new studio, too.
Yeah, we have a nice new studio, and hopefully it sounds different. I have a feeling I'm going to hear the playback, it sounds exactly the same. But if you ever miss us again, you could go to our archives on Blog Talk Radio, and all the shows are there since the beginning, which is, my dear, we're coming up on our anniversary, you know that, in April.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 years in April. I'm going to figure what day that is, and we'll have like some sort of big on-air party.
Celebration.
Yeah, we'll have that. But proper intros for those who are just joining us. Lori Towers is me. Elite Siegelman is she.
You know you missed that.
Not really. The Bridal Body Shop is we.
Yay.
And we're here to break some myths up. You know, what we try to do here is the Bridal Body Shop is a fitness business, and basically we get brides and grooms in shape for the wedding, and it morphed into a radio show, and here we are. But still, we are true to our roots. We are very, very, we're very serious about fitness, and what we try to do is bring tips every week, in addition to bringing on people in the wedding industry,
mm-hmm.
because this is the time of year, Elite.
Well, not only the wedding industry, fitness, wedding.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, people saying, well, why is it the Bridal Body Shop? Well, the original plan was getting brides and grooms in shape for the wedding, but fitness is fitness. So we expand and we accept everybody. But you will find the guests on a show will be some of the heavy hitters in the wedding industry, as well as fitness and all walks of life. We don't discriminate. Everybody is welcome on the show. And speaking of welcoming new people, we have a new sponsor. Telling you about her. This lady, in fact, we met her, we were supposed to meet her at our
Wedding expo that we went to.
Hopefully that our guest will be on this week and we'll talk about her. But this lady I met yesterday, and she could not have been any nicer. And we had been hitting and missing each other, and I finally was able to go over and say hello to her. She is the owner of Forever Amour Bridal, and they are at 1089 Second Avenue, and that's between 57 and 58, right by me. So I was able to just walk on over and say hello to her, and her name is Joanna Dedon, and she was lovely, and they have a nice little showroom there, and it's central to everything. It's near the Crosstown Bus. It's near pretty much all the subway lines, but they have some really nice stuff, and, you know, being we're sort of on the periphery of the wedding industry, I never really had to look at you know, any type of pricing. But their prices are, dresses range from, listen to this, Elite, $350 to $1,900. That's pretty good.
That's it?
That's what I'm saying. That is
pretty
good. And they have a complete selection of the newest styles from 4 to 16. Now listen to this. Are you sitting, my friend?
I'm sitting.
Okay, I'm looking. Special offer. Veils are half price. Now, I don't know, you wore a veil when you got married, right?
Well, I think every bride needs to wear a veil.
I was wearing a very upset expression. Sorry, John.
No, I'm just saying in general, everybody's supposed to, a bride wears a veil, so
well,
the groom picks it up and kisses her.
Not all, and this is why I'm saying it. Purchase your dress during this month, and you'll receive 50% off your veil to complete your look. How about that? That's pretty good. Now, I don't know what they run, but half price, I'm imagining the veils are probably not cheap.
No, I don't. You know, I don't remember. I was married so long ago.
But that's a good thing. And it's only going to be, and they're actually having...
So you're getting married. You're looking for any discounted thing you can get.
You better believe that. And they are having their largest sample sale of the season. So if this is the time, this is, you know... We were saying all winter, you know, we were having some promos saying that, you know, June is closer than you think. And it really is. Now that we're hitting April,
mm-hmm.
June is really closer than you think.
It's around the corner.
It's around the corner. So now, listen to this. The sale is only, you know, we're closing in on the details of this, March 26th to the 30th. So get
next
down
Thursday.
There. Yes, I mean, it's not going to last much longer. So get down there to... Forever or More Bridal. Get over there, 1089 2nd Avenue, between 57th and 58th Street. You want to give them a call. Please call them at 212-486-2900. And they're one of our new sponsors. And we say hey to them. And
hey.
Yeah. And thank them for coming aboard with us. And again, really, really, really nice little place. Nice little place. So, it's that time. And you know what we wanted to talk about, and hopefully what Elite and I did last week, and saying this is the season for it, we got down to the Museum of the Moving Image. And
which I thought was really cool.
It was really nice, and it's in the heart of Astoria, and Astoria is probably cooler than a lot of people think, and it's just so, it was just bouncing that night, and it was a rainy night. It was last Tuesday, no?
Mm-hmm.
Last Tuesday, and it was a really, really, really rainy night, and the place was just pulsing. And I don't want to go on too much about the event because our next guest, Corina Jimenez, is in transit as we speak, and she texted me a while ago, and she's trying to get to the show. So, you know, we're hoping the winds are behind her and she gets to the office and she's able to make the call. But transit is what it is in Gotham. And many a time I have gotten stuck on the train or
you know what I'm
late.
Picturing? Remember O.J. Simpson doing the Hertz commercial, like
jumping
over the suitcases and stuff like that? I'm picturing her doing
that
down the city. Wasn't it Hertz?
I'm trying to think. Was it luggage? No.
It was Hertz.
Right. Hertz,
rent-a-car.
I'm trying to think. Did he ever do anything with Samsonite luggage? I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
A football player did. Maybe it wasn't him.
Yeah.
But either way, obviously, you know, that's good marketing. We remember that.
Mm-hmm.
After how many years?
Yeah, a long, long time. Forget it. He's in jail now.
Yeah. Well, no, he's out.
I don't think he's out. No, I think he's still in there.
Is he there? He was selling something a while ago.
Yeah, his stuff that his trophies, whatever he had left.
He could have said, I guess you could do what you have to do from behind walls.
Oh, of course.
You know, you have people on the outside to help you out. But you know what? Before I rattle on about things, let me ask you, Elite.
Yes.
How are you, Elite?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Anything new?
Let's see. Besides this place?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing new?
Nothing new.
Well, you know, it's funny because...
How about you?
Everything new. Everything new. We would have to have, if I was to rattle on and on, we'd have to have a
if we would tell
show.
People how we really are in person, how one is so positive and one is just.
You think they can't tell that, honey? Really?
Oh, they can.
You think they can? No, you can't. We can't mislead the public. I think they know who's who here.
No.
But anyway. What this season we're actually going to be doing a lot of remote shows because again the wedding industry is part of what we're about and we go to these shows all the time and in fact last week when we went to the expo had we realized we could have done a live broadcast from there that would have been nice
but I I'm going to say it was a bit too loud
Sometimes, you know, doing a remote visual, I think, is different than than doing a remote, you know, audio. It's, you know, it's as much as I love radio, there are certain parameters that you have to, like, respect and know that it's not going to translate well. So as much as I would have liked to do that.
It's a hen saying, that's why we didn't do it.
Yeah, but, you know, I was thinking about it as we were there. And, again, it was, I don't want to talk up that event too much. Unless Karina doesn't come on, and then she'll come on another time, and we'll
find out in due time.
But today's show, as you know, Lee, what did I say so cleverly this morning that you said? Well, you probably said it before, but what was the tag to our show today? Was the I was just saying, why do you want to?
Why would you want to wear last winter's?
Why? Yeah. That was it. Wait. But I got it.
Okay.
Why would you let last winter's diet become your spring's wardrobe?
Wow.
Oh, sometimes I know I'm in the wrong business.
Unbelievable.
And that's at 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's really what this is about. I mean, this winter has been really tough in a lot of different levels.
From the New York area.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We certainly had a good amount happen to us. It certainly Boston. I mean, the East Coast.
Yeah.
But elsewhere too. I mean, North Carolina got some snow. I mean, every place that never had snow before suddenly had it. California had some dips in temperature. Florida. So everybody kind of got something. But it does damage on a lot of levels because people will lean to food for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
In addition,
there's nothing to do. You're sitting around snowbound.
Well, but you know, and also we have to figure out feature that depressive component in this. And
well, the winter
people,
is pretty depressing if you don't like it.
And not only depressing. We were talking about you and I. They had something on the news the other day about. People experiencing snow rage. Now, again, that's just a buzz term, and it got a lot of traction because people started saying that. But people were just getting so despondent. People were just having such a hard time with the barrage of snow. I mean, it was just so consistent. It was every week we got.
Every other day.
Yeah, yeah. Every week, at least, I would say three times a week, you were shoveling
for
a good month and a half. And that did take its toll on people's moods.
Yeah,
it got to be very hard. So again, what do we do? You know, as much as I was trying to say, you know, it's a good workout. I was out there shoveling. You know, it gets to be enough, and you start feeling it after a while. So what else do? Other than that, you seek out the comfort foods.
Yes,
you
of
seek
course.
Out the comfort foods, and that's what a lot of people did. And so as people dread. Unpacking the clothes that they wore last year and not sure how they're going to look, now's the time to start.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to start. As things are clearing, it's time to start thinking about eating a little cleaner, walking a little bit more. I mean, things are going to be a little easier if your inclination was take a nice after-dinner stroll. Well, okay, it's going to be a little clearer now. So now all the old things that you used to like that maybe you were a little bit more inhibited physically and obviously landscape-wise during the winter, now is the time to do it. And that's where, I think the brides too, the brides that are getting married in June are probably panicking. In fact, that lady that I went to see yesterday, our sponsor Joanna, we were discussing that, how the panic happens the last minute. It's like you're buying the dress, and all of a sudden, you know, you have a picture in your head of how it's going to fit and how it actually fits, and then oh no, and I'm going to have to look like this in 4 months, and you realize how unreasonable that is to ask your body to move that quickly and get into
shape.
Don't
you think once a procrastinator, always a procrastinator?
Well, you know, I think that when there's a big event, and not just weddings, any type of event, it's like. That forces you to pull from reserves that you never had and try to get things together, even if you never did anything like that your whole life. But then you realize, oops, it's you know, a day late, dollar short kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's why it's hard, I think, certainly to get into
You know
shape.
What? They should always be in shape.
Well,
I don't think that people should just decide to be in shape because they're getting married. Like, what do we call it?
It's a calendar marking.
Yeah, we don't call it a calendar marking. We call it a health, you know, a lifestyle.
Well, that's basically what we try to change.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you know, and again, it's not just the wedding. It's, okay,
it's
beach season. It's, we go down the list, graduation. It could be anything, but it's that one thing that makes you think, you know what, I want to look good for it. Because there's going to be cameras.
It's not even good for it. How about just being healthy?
Well, you know.
And I'm going to say a big thing. You know, I have what I do. You know, I train. A lot of my women are going through their changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's a perfect time, even though they should have done it before.
Oh, of course.
But there's no better time to start working out than going through your changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you lose
totally
body
agree.
Mass, you lose, you know, bone mass.
Mm-hmm.
You really, really should start an exercise regimen at that time.
And you know what I think, too? If you want to, I mean, because there is that terror of the second half of your life. It's like, oh, my God, now I'm this. It doesn't have to be. The way I look at it, when I turned 50, and it, you know, we turned 50 within, like, a year of each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was not this horrible thing. Oh my God, my life is over. It's just beginning. And that's what a lot of women have to look at menopause. Yeah, there are going to be some things that happen to your body that you don't have control of, and the surges of hormones, and your body is not responding the way it once did, and this is happening. Yeah, but your body did that once before.
Mm-hmm.
It happened during your pregnancy, and before that, it happened when you were a teenager.
Yeah, when you became a woman.
Right, and all these horrible things had to happen. And again, think about how.
Well, I don't think it was horrible.
No.
I was just getting that monthly thing every month.
No. Think the horrible changes that happened to you and your parents. Because you were this incredibly moody thing that didn't want to be bothered,
right.
And snapped at everybody, and nobody understood you, and you
mm-hmm.
locked yourself in your room. Isn't it funny? The same things kind of happen.
Yeah, the same things happen.
So you did it before. You'll do it again. And then what happened after all of this was over when you were a teenager? You're okay, and your body was something that you could control again. You didn't seem as out of control. And I tell women all the time, you're going to be okay again. It's really going to be fine. It's a little different now. Okay, life changes. But it doesn't mean that you're completely out of control. Right now, you can't navigate it as smoothly as you once did, and that's all that's happening. And it will pass. It'll pass. You know, and that's, and you know, being a woman that's never gone through pregnancy, the only thing I can remember is when I was a teenager. And you have all that chaos going on in your system and, you know, the hormones raging and all of that. So that's the only thing I could base it on. So, you know, okay, you surrender it to it somewhat and you move on because it really is going to go away in your life. You could build a better body. You could make this side of 50 and this side of menopause something wonderful
mm-hmm.
and keep your body in shape for the rest of your life as long as you're here.
You
posted something on your wall about 2 months ago, this 71-year-old lady who looked fabulous.
She was 76.
76.
She was 76, and she was still bodybuilding.
And she looked abs. Now, how
she
many
phenomenal.
How many years did she have under her belt?
Actually, she started later in life.
Does that
because
say
she
that?
Was, she brought up her kids, you know, and stuff like that. And I think she started when she was, like, late 50s.
Okay.
And her whole dream was to become a bodybuilder as she got older. And she looks phenomenal. But not
mm-hmm.
only did I post that picture, I posted a 76-year-old woman that never worked out.
Mm.
It was side by side.
Yeah.
There was a woman that was in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
and then there was her. Now,
yep.
which 76-year-old would you choose?
But you know what, and you know the funny thing is, everybody will look at that and say, of course I don't know what I choose, but you're making your choice every day you don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
See, and, you know, God forbid that's the extreme, you're in a wheelchair. But we're not talking about a wheelchair that was born of some sort of birth defect or some sort of accident. We're talking about having to sit more than you need to because you cannot walk to the kitchen. We're talking about that type of wheelchair.
Yeah, but also you're talking about the older generation
mm.
doesn't know what we know now. They don't really know about the studies about food
right.
and stuff like that. So what's different now is that the generation of our age knows of healthy foods and what not to eat, what's, you know, what to stay away from, what to do to keep your body healthy at a rate that you live longer and, you know, be more mobile. Then they didn't know all this.
No.
It's been studied over and over, even though it's been around forever. But now everybody's actually jumping on the wagon.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's funny because if we just look at the people, people our age that we saw at our age. I remember my aunts and my uncles that were 52. It seemed so old.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's totally a different generation
than
we are.
The women didn't really care. I mean, again, it's cultural. I mean, my family was Italian. They were like more, kind of more off the boat. So maybe the women didn't color their hair.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly didn't use their bodies for anything more than reproductive vessels. They just had kids, and that's really
We were expected that.
So now we understand the value of eating habits and how women can be proactive in making their body stronger and can excel in sports and so on and so forth. So, you know, when you see the amount of teenagers and the amount of young women that we see that come in being grossly overweight, it's hard because it's like, well, why? And you never want to blame the parents because it's not the parents' fault, but you say with all the established data that we have, all the amount that we know about what overeating,
what's good for you, what's not good for you,
what that promotes, forget obesity, cardiovascular disease, depression, social problems. I mean, all of these things are the outgrowth of being overweight. And certainly, I always say no one should be chastised for how they look, and you should love your body at any shape. It's that, but you should
take
also
care of
understand
it.
That
take care of it.
Yeah, it's this is all you're going to get while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So make it work, and you can't damn it if it doesn't work if you haven't put in the time, and that's really it, and that's what we're saying. So for everybody who didn't do anything this winter, this is for you.
Yeah,
I feel like I should break into song, but I won't. But now, how do we make the most of our transition? If this is really almost the same as our New Year's resolution show, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Because it's really the same philosophy, starting anew, making another start. Okay, so you did nothing all winter but eat. Let's name the foods that probably like the starches, right? The potatoes, the breads, all this is good winter eating. And by good, I mean it tastes good. That's the only good thing about it.
It makes you feel good.
That's the only, and it's comfort food. That's what comfort food does. Okay, so how do we make the transition from winter to spring eating? Very easy. It's really very easy. In addition to, you're probably going to be automatically cooking a little lighter. Okay, you're going to introduce a little bit more salads, although I'll eat a salad in the winter. It never bothers me to eat a salad in the winter, but a lot of people are very specific and, you know, very seasonally appropriate and just have the summer salads. So that's going to be an automatic thing. So we're going to have a little bit more of a cleaner eating environment, so that's going to help. Now, what are we going to do as far as, okay, boxing your house all winter? How are you going to make that transition of doing nothing into doing something? Make the something small. Make the something start out with baby steps.
Are you talking about eating or are you talking about exercising?
I'm talking about exercising.
Oh, okay.
Because the eating, I'm thinking, is going to be...
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it's going to be automatic.
True.
You're going to eat cleaner because there's going to be...
Because you're working out.
Right. And, yeah, and, you know, my thinking is always, if you're going to... When you start working out and you start seeing results, you automatically want to change your body. You automatically care about what you're putting in your
that's
body,
right.
Wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
So that's going to be an automatic. Okay, now, something, nothing into something. Okay, now my thinking is, how about walking? How about walking once around the block, twice around the block, buddy up, after dinner? Because let's be serious.
How about on your lunch break?
if you can.
Well, I know a lot of people that do. They give up their lunch break to go walk because it's basically the only time they have.
And you know what's even, and this was on, in fact, Glamour Magazine picked this up, one of our New Year's tips. Same principle. Okay, the weather is nicer. Get off the bus two stops ahead.
Yeah.
And walk.
Mm-hmm.
Get off the train. I'm not saying do this in the snowy weather. Get off the train and walk. Instead, if you're able to, I'm not saying if you're on an elevated building and you're on the 62nd floor, I'm not asking you to walk down, but take the stairs when you can. And
up.
Right. Give yourself a little movement. This is what we call, it's like you're tricking your body into moving. And it's a shame that we have to do that, but that actually will get your body ready to, okay, the next thing. And that's the principle of anything. You challenge your body a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And before you know it, you're doing far more than you expected, and it's seamless.
Yeah, you improve overall health.
But, I mean, and that's one of the things. And, you know, I'm going to take a couple because I hate always, you know, sounding redundant with our stuff because we have so many things out. If you ever Google the Bridal Body Shop on Facebook and just Google us, you see the amount of fitness tips being literally all over the place. But I like this fitness tip, and it is from, I'm trying to look at the website because I just got them this morning. It says Bethesda Now, and I don't know what
Bethesda Now.
Yeah, and this is actually a holistic, it's a subdivision of a site that I hit. They had a lot of nice tips for getting back into spring back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
And they said something that we said, try something new.
Always try something new.
Because
always try something new.
Right, and see, that's the whole thing. They're saying
that's why a lot of people stop exercising, because they get so bored. Like you just say, very redundant.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise is exercise is exercise, but it depends on what you do for exercise.
And you know what? Somebody even told me the other day we were discussing the staleness of working out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
probably me.
People. No, you were complaining, but we weren't discussing. even something, we always look for the panacea. We always look for something to make it better within the science itself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, think about just bringing new music, how that changes things.
Definitely.
How automatically, you know what, I think what I'm saying is if you're looking to, I'm bored with this, I'm bored with that, okay, you've tried. Maybe every exercise that you thought that you liked, and now it's something that's becoming a pain for you to do. Okay, how about changing your outfit? How about changing?
Well, get a new workout wardrobe.
Yeah.
Or changing the reps of your exercises, changing the sets of your exercises.
Well, this is what I'm saying. If they can't do it within the science itself. If you've exhausted all of that, and you and I were even discussing,
mm-hmm.
just changing a workout completely. Some people don't have the science to
Some
know
people
that.
Haven't been working out that long
right.
to have that science.
Right. And some people just,
that's the problem.
Just can't really, you know, let's be serious. I always say, if working out were easy, Wall Street would take another crash because there would be no gyms. There would be no gyms because there would be no need. Everybody would be able to do it on their own. And this is something to think about. It's not easy for everybody, but if you can't change it, then maybe get a friend involved. And that sometimes brings new energy and excitement to it. Changing your environment, changing the sequence, changing the music. What else could we change? Changing the snack that you bring along. You know, all these, like, little things, because when things become ritualistic, it's like you do it by rote, and it's all about angst, and you just can't wait to get through it. But it's up to you to splash a little color in there. Do a little something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, Lee Ziegelman,
yeah.
Your colorful thing?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
you're
really?
All about that. You're all about. You're all of, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
What's that?
You know exactly what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. And when she said that to me, I was like, well, yeah. different music. And you go in there and you're pumped. I mean, it just, oh, you have,
oh, yeah.
That's what
I do all the time. I get so excited when I have new music.
Yeah. And, I mean, reward yourself. I mean, if you're going to be going to the gym or you, you know, reward yourself with something like, okay, I'm going to get myself a new iPad. I'm going to do, there's got to be a way of doing it to make the medicine go down a little smoother.
Or just reward yourself with a better food to take after you work out.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. Okay. Now, what else? What else do you think we could do for modifying the amount that you have transportation move you? You get a little bit more involved with getting someplace on foot and burning some extra calories. Try not. Also, another good thing is try not to eat at your desk. Because it's very simple, and you know, in a high-paced environment that most people are in,
they forget they ate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Picking up the phone and having something ordered in is you're just sitting there, and someone is serving you, and probably serving you the wrong foods. So, okay, what would be the worst thing to, even if you're going to take the elevator down? Get up off your seat.
Well, make it a treat when you eat. I mean, you know, you wait all day for it, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You know, make it special. Make sure that you, you know, chew it up, enjoy it.
What was that other thing that was saying? 100 chews? What was it? 100 chews? Which it seems a little impossible to me.
Yeah, I don't think it was 100 chews.
20, wait,
they
no, no,
said,
no, no, no,
they
25,
said if
25.
It takes you 20 minutes to finish a meal, your body knows after 20 minutes that it knows it's full.
I'm just trying to think of it. No, it was 25
I don't remember
or something. And I remember saying to you, and I think it was even on the air, but at that point it's like soup. How? Because, I mean, I can't say
maybe
that I've ever counted.
It's a steak. I don't think it's 200.
But no, 25. And look, I mean, I've never done it, but I think the principle being if you take longer to chew it.
Right, they say it takes you 20 minutes for your body to know it's full. So just take your time eating.
And also you have a glass of water before you eat to curb your appetite. And that's really funny because my mother, rest her soul, never, and my brother to this day, and I, and you know this about me, I never really
drank
my meals.
Neither
right.
did my father.
And my mother used to say, it's going to ruin your appetite. My mother's thing was, you have to eat all your food. And then we had our milk after our meal.
Yep.
And that was it. And to this day, I, you know, very rarely will drink with my meal. You know, a glass
of
wine
it fills you up.
Right.
No,
a glass of wine is different, but nothing more than that. So do not stay at your desk and order in. And a change of atmosphere, too. Is a good thing to get up, get away from your work environment, get some fresh air, go pick something nice out for yourself, and bring. I'm all for cooking the night before, because you have quality control and quantity control.
I tell you, it's better to eat from home
than
it is to eat out all the time, because you really don't know how they prepare it, what's in it. So it's better to prepare all your healthy foods at home.
And it's so cost effective. I mean, even if you just run
down, it's a quarter of the price.
I mean, it's just even if God forbid you're going for fast food, it's still expensive. If you think about what you could make with you know, you get a whole chicken, you cut it out.
But think about it. If you go out for a regular dinner, no drinks, no nothing. You know, even when I go to the diner, when we go out to eat, it costs us like $60
easily.
Okay, and that's just two people.
Mm-hmm.
For $60, you can get yourself a whole bunch of meat. Whole bunch of salad, produce. You could get it for like 4 days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. But that being as it may, get away from your desk, burn up some calories, and walk downstairs. And again, this is. I guarantee you, whoever's listening is going to say, well, they're going to say the same thing during the summer. Yes, we are. And this, what we're going to say in the summertime is about
barbecuing.
Right. Because it all falls under the same category of responsibility.
Portions.
And the big category being responsibility. You don't, I mean, you can really control your intake. You can really control the amount you do and the amount you don't do.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
At the end of the day, you can't blame anybody but yourself. And I'm looking at the clock, and I don't think Corina's going to be.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know where she was. I just hope that she's not running through traffic like a nut, because we could always have her on again. It's not a big deal. Don't do that, sweetheart. We'll have you on again.
Yeah.
But let me double check and see if she tried to email me. But I don't think so. I don't see her. Nope. Poor kid. Okay. But anyway, so if she's not here, we're going to talk about
what?
The Museum of the Moving Image.
Okay.
We had such a good time last week. It was this huge event that she put together, and anybody who's done any type of event like this, putting it together is
talk about
just,
stressful.
Oh my God. I mean, you just cannot. You cannot imagine how much
it
how
takes
much,
to putting it in something like that. It takes
how much
a lot
of
time.
Your space, your head space, and your life. It just takes over. It is just insane. And we got there, you know, as it was
just thought really
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, we got there
an hour or 45 minutes after it started.
It started about 5 o'clock, and we got there about 6:15 or so.
Yeah.
And it was a rainy night in Queens, and it was still the
lots
house
of traffic.
Was yeah, and a lot of potholes, and the house was thumping. And it was really nice, and they had this wonderful fashion show, and it was so nice because it was so interactive, and anybody who's listening outside the New York area, Queens kind of gets a reputation of being kind of an older neighborhood, which there are some older buildings, but what they've done with these older buildings is they've made Queens very chic, and Queens is just, you know, people that can't live in Manhattan because of the ridiculous prices are now in Astoria in Long Island City, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous place to live.
That was a nice area, though.
You liked it, right? And the amount of restaurants there, and it's still got a very nice community feel, and it just was a nice place, and we enjoyed ourselves, and you know, it was really nicely set up. You go from vendor to vendor, and you meet and greet, and you know, a lot of the vendors that we met we'll have on the radio, and it just was a really, really, really good vibe, and everybody had a nice time. And you know, she'll be on, and she'll tell you about it either in next week we have our guest. You know who was going to be on next week?
Lou, right?
Maybe I should let people know about what segment is going to be happening.
Oh, we're waiting until later for that.
No. I'm gonna mention the segment.
Right.
Not the.
Well, let's finish the bridal thing.
No, I was done.
Oh.
And I was done with that.
That was it?
Well, I don't want to give too much away because I want, she might come on the last minute and I've overspoken.
Oh.
She'll create a call and we have nothing to talk about.
Oh, all right.
But also, they have a fantastic magazine,
Modern Latina
Brides, which I happen to write for. And it's, you know, go on their website, www.modernlatinabrides.com. And I think the new issue is up. I'm not sure. I think the new issue is up. I didn't get to look at it, but it really is a very well put together magazine. And what's nice about it is the world of brides. I mean, if anybody's looking at any pictures of, pick up any magazine now, and you'll pick up a picture of a bride, and the bride will be blonde hair, blue eyed. Most of them will be. So 80% of the population will have a recognizable face of a bride as looking like that, and what
all American girl,
right? And you know, that doesn't represent everybody. So what's nice about
not even 50%.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So that's what I'm saying. Not only do brides come in different shapes, and that's our thing, but they come in
different
colors. They come in with different cultures, and they come with different things that they bring to the table. And sometimes, you know, our society doesn't represent everybody equally, and that's what she's doing with that magazine. So everybody can look at, you know, the magazine, just like when we were growing up. Now it's a little different. When we were growing up, we picked up a doll. What was a doll? I mean, think about all the dolls that we had growing up. Susie Smart. We had all these dolls.
I hated dolls.
Me too, but all those dolls, and I remember all those dolls looked like me, blonde hair, blue eyes. So in my world, it's like everybody looked like that. And that's not everybody's world. You know, what about the little girl who is you know, of Asian descent? Mm-hmm. What about, it's really a shame that people that are non-white, people don't, especially, you know, it's worse when a child can't see their reflection in something and doesn't feel like they're a part of the equation.
They had, you know, I vaguely remember it, but they had something along 2020 once, how they had these children pick these dolls. One was Asian, one was Chinese, well, Chinese, Asian, same thing. Excuse me if it's not.
No. Asian is a category. Go ahead.
Right, Asian. One was Asian. I'm saying only because it was yellow.
Yeah.
One was African-American, one was Puerto Rican, one was white, one was blonde, and I guess one was Spanish. And they had these kids pick out, which doll would you want, you know? And they all picked out the blonde hair, blue-eyed one, only because, and they asked them at the end, why did you pick out this doll? And they said, because she's pretty. That was it, just because she was pretty. It had nothing to do with, you know, how they were brought up, but she was just pretty.
See, but that's scary in itself.
Well, that's the way kids see things.
But now think about it. This kid, these kids, even though there's more things that are readily available, there are still less commercials, although they're better now, of everybody being equivalent. Everybody, now at least we're seeing commercials.
Yeah,
they
are getting better.
Now at least you'll see, like IKEA, I think, was one of the first
ones. Yes, with the gay men.
Love it. Everybody being represented. But still, the norm in fashion, the thing that still sells, and I'm looking at magazines right now, and we still see, everyone that I'm pointing to right now, right, Elite? Blonde. That's really
what
it.
Sells.
That's
what sells.
And why that ever happened, who knows? I'm sure there's a...
It's the girl next door look. It's all it is. It's pure, it's innocent,
it's
pretty.
Isn't that scary? Isn't that scary? Because, I mean, we could go on to a whole other show with this, but these are male-implemented ideals. Why would a woman have to be pure to be a good woman? I mean, we could go on and on and on like this, but that's a totally different show. But that's what I'm saying. It represents something that I think could be a bigger problem.
Why would you think it's just men? Because a lot of women always want to look like that.
Darling, the people that set up the rules were white
men.
So let's be serious. It usually has to be, you know, you're going to draw the picture you want if you're drawing the picture. And that's really where it was. And that's, you know, again, everybody's beautiful in their own way. But everybody should be represented. And that's, I think, where it gets
to be a very
scary place. But it, look, again, not to go off on a tangent, but things are better than they were, but they're certainly not where they should be. But that's the one thing about, again, Modern Latina Brides. It's a really, really cool magazine, and you should pick it up. Whether or not, you know, it's your culture. I mean, I look through everybody's article. It's definitely not my culture, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Just really good stuff, so pick it up. It's certainly worth, you know, going on the internet and looking it up and getting a couple of good articles in your head to chew through the rest of the day. So now I think, can I mention?
Yes, now you can.
Okay, now I have to check in with her. Can I mention this? Play Mother May I.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody who's listened to the show knows that Elite and I, we don't endorse many products, but this product, and Elite's had very recent experience
with it.
You can mention it next week, too. But we love Topperson, and for people who don't know of Topperson, it is just a wonderful, wonderful ointment that is purely natural, and what it does, it accelerates the healing process, which is all you want to do. Is help your body move things along naturally. You don't want to use anything as a pain blocker. You want everything to heal the way it's supposed to. So I've used this product in my business for, I would say, over 6 years now, easily. So I'm kind of their brand ambassador, but we really, really, really get behind this product in a big way. And what we're doing with them is, in addition to every week, we have Fitness Friday every week on their page. And if you haven't liked them yet, it's Topperson. Just like them on Facebook. And every Fitness Friday, Elite and I come up with a just a little tip, you know, a little sound bite, gets you in and out of your day and gives you, like, little fun little facts about fitness, whether you're aware of them or not, but they're on their page. What we have designed with the creator of Toppers and Lou Paradise is the segment called Toppers and Talk. And once a month, they will come on, yeah, they will come on and discuss how it helps. Toppers and Stand on fighting the fight on opiates and pain addiction and all of these things. And not that they're saying they're going to cure anything, but the thing is that people have options other than running to Vicodin, which certainly helps. But it's just like Valium in the 60s. You just give somebody Valium for a week, and they were addicted. And that's really what it is. All these things are wonderful in the short term, and they do help. But we are at such high risk of overdoing it and over-medicating, and this is where we end up. So Toppers and Talk will be starting next week, and Lou Paradise will join us. And
to kick it off?
Yeah, it's good.
Very
it's,
cool.
Yeah, it's really very informative. And, you know, it's free information, so it's so worth finding out something that's going to help your body. And we're going to be working in concert with them on a few different things of a bigger nature. And they'll be coming on every month. And, you know, anything new and improved in on their camp, they'll be forwarding it to us, and we'll be sharing it with you. So Toppers and Talk starts next week.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. And also, let me make mention, another shout-out to Friends of Ours. Muscle Sport Magazine is doing some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things. And
tell me.
If you haven't, you know, there it's a freebie mag. And, you know, I'm always marveling at freebie mags. How do you put out a magazine that's free? It's all advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But this magazine, as opposed to the freebies that you see that are pretty much all ads, there are such great people. Lee Priest came on, and he's a writer. I mean, they have a lot of the bodybuilders that we would know,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are still relevant today.
The old-time bodybuilders.
We know them way back when.
Yeah.
Ronnie Coleman is there. I mean, I'm going back like 30 years. So this is a really, really great. Not only is it online, but there's that. I love magazines, Elite. There is it's in print form. So you can get it in, I want to say.
You know that magazine smell?
I love
that magazine smell.
That's why I never want to not buy a
glossy
magazine.
Glossy page smell.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like holding a piece of paper and getting, remember when you read the paper and you got the ink on your hands? I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I'm always going to like that, and I never want that to die out. But Muscle Sport Magazine, www.musclesportmagazine.com. And I know they're in a lot of different gyms. I've given some to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
they go like crazy.
They go like crazy. But I think they're in the Vitamin Shop. I mean, you could find them. They're pretty scattered around. But all the articles are on their online magazine. So if you read it, you get the same thing, but try to get the print version too, because it's just nice to have. I just love having magazines. Muscle Sport Magazine, give them a shout out. What else did I want to talk about today, Elite?
Oh, well, we did the show. We did Wedding Expo.
What else? Toppers and Talk. What else? What else did I want to say?
We
to
did
you?
Our sponsor, Forever.
We did that.
Bride, right?
Forevermore Bridal.
Forevermore Bridal.
1089. Second Avenue.
That's pretty cool.
Well, she's getting a bang for her buck today, huh? Boy, oh boy. But
I think we covered it.
We covered everything.
Yeah. We're back.
Yeah, we are back. We are back. And what's also nice, okay, I know what I wanted to say. We are also, we still expanded to LA. We're not talking about
right.
that much, but we're still there. And what we're going to be having,
we've been so busy with everything,
in a couple of weeks is what you and I had put together, which is going to be a battle of the coasts.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be. And we're going to have
a lot of fun.
Our very own Ashley Mitchell, who has actually been, now Google
Star.
She has been on a few different
TV shows.
In addition to, she was doing something for ESPN.
Me
a favor. Yeah, Google her. I should have come with the information. Google Ashley Mitchell, and it, all the new things that she's done will be up there. But I know she did something for ESPN. In
she's
fact, she was
around.
Doing it today because I was talking to her, and she's doing it today. So definitely look her up, and she's one of our trainers.
That's right.
So you know what? When you train with the Bridal Body Shop,
you don't just
train with anybody. But what we're setting up is just some fun questions between the two coasts. And I don't think it's anything that, you know, people, it's going to be fun. We had one trainer take it a little too seriously and won't mention names.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it's
He was afraid. I'm afraid.
It's, you know, it's silly. But, you know, the idea is we're not going to tell you the questions we're going to ask.
You should know the answers.
And if you don't, that's okay, too. Right. You know, it's just, and you know, I've always said, you could have the most intelligent person there that just doesn't think well on the spot. And they'll walk away saying, oh, man, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
That happens to everybody.
Oh, another quick drawer, either.
It's just fun. So we lost somebody to that. Well, we lost somebody for me being a little fresh. But I'm sorry.
Well, that's nothing to do.
No. It's all good. It's all lovely.
That's all it is.
It's all love. So that's what we're going to be doing. Probably, I would say, the next 2 weeks are occupied, definitely. You know something, Elite.
Yes.
I think that'll fall on our anniversary show. So we'll
what,
make...
What, the game show?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds like fun.
I'm going to go through the records. I don't want to say anything until I know for sure. But, yeah.
They're looking forward to it, too.
Yeah. Should be fun. But, yeah, we'll do something like that, and that'll just, like, bring more attention to... you've been dying to use that,
get
too.
Get my game went up then going here.
You use it anyway, so
woo!
It doesn't matter.
I want to be part of it.
Where's the buzzer that says no? Where's the boo? Because that's what I'll be pressing. But, so that'll be in a couple of weeks, and a big anniversary show, 2 years. 2 years.
I can't believe it.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You know what? There's got to be a way for me to do it. You know what I want?
Where
like?
Did the time go?
Well, I have some gray hairs to show where it went. But I want to go back. You know what? There's got to be a way of doing this. Going back to the first show and playing that. That would kind of be...
Oh, that would be nice.
The sound quality, we always had a problem with the sound quality. But I want to do that.
Okay. We could do that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, but that could be a fun thing. Just bring it up like little segments of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because I remember I was scrolling down at all the shows that we did, and I listened to it maybe a couple of weeks ago. But that'd be a kind of nice little walk down memory lane.
Take me back, a little memory.
The sound quality was bad.
Was that the first one?
That's when we had Pump It. Well, did we have Pump It Up?
Do we still do?
As our intro?
Yeah.
Well, we have it as our outro now. That's our outro. Well, it is.
Yes, it is.
But that's, for people who are listening, we were going through such torment trying to get that opening theme.
Oh, forget it.
We're trying to fade it out. It was just one thing after another. It got to be like Murphy Brown's secretary, like Secretary 157. Every week there was another story, and we just got used to the fact that it wasn't going to happen. Then we actually got it rectified. So here we are, slick as ever.
You got it. Definitely.
So I think that's it. I don't think Karina's calling. I don't think she's calling
still holding
in.
On to that, huh? Still holding on to that.
Aww. Oh, I have faith.
Aww.
But she's not. But you know what? Karina Jimenez, she will be with us. She was with us in spirit, I'm sure. Positive she was with us in spirit.
She's got to be.
But hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully she got where she had to go safely, and there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. And that's our show. Woohoo! What do you think, Elite? Anything to add?
No. I mean, I think we said it all.
We said it all.
We got everybody included, right?
We said it all, and then...
Got our sponsors out.
sponsor roll call. We did everything we needed to do, and now we could just go back to being civilians. So on that note, we wish you a wonderful rest of the day, and be safe. And join us next week when we will have Lou Paradise for our first Topperson Talk. But in the meantime, be good to each other, stay safe, do something good for your body, and we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
Bye-bye.